Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. And the most important breaking news of the day. Nick Sciarra back from Las Vegas, where Trader Nick has come back to The Usual Suspects.
The Nick.
What up, people? How are y'all?
Come back.
Why do I got to be Trader
to
Nick?
To Houston.
Trader Nick is back in the building.
I don't know that we need a Nick.
How was Vegas, homie?
Happy to be. It was fantastic, man. It was so much fun. I had so many things to do.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, let's get to that later, Nick. Let's talk about the Rockets.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Clint Capella. No, he's in a situation.
Yeah, but we're, it's good to have you back. Trey was okay.
Trey was Trey.
Yeah. It was funny.
It was exactly what we expected.
Yeah. I went back and watched the show on Twitch.
A few production glitches, lots of funny lines.
You don't have a life when you're in Houston, do you? He went back and watched the show.
Watched the show?
Last night.
Oh, man. What were you thinking?
I just casted it on my TV and just kind of listened/watched.
Yeesh. What were you thinking?
Why not?
You pleasured yourself to the sexiness that was Barry and Joel on the screen, right?
That would be negative.
Okay.
All right.
No. But it was fun.
Yeah?
A lot of fun. I got to stay at the Caesar's Palace for the first time, which is a fantastic property.
Nice.
Absolutely beautiful property. And then I just real quick. And we won't spend too much time on it, but a special shout out to Silver Eagle Distributing for allowing me to tag along.
Hey.
A lot of the people that were on this trip have been with this company selling beer and alcohol for a very long time, mm-hmm. like 15, 20, 25 years, and they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely fun. So special shout out to Robin, Camilo, Roel, Brenda, Jeremy, Robert, Joey, and Gilbert. Guys that have been in the industry for a long time,
and could not have been nicer.
Very cool
to me for the 3 days that we were there. It was a quick trip and it was a fun trip.
There's a reason they're well known in the industry. I mean, my mom owned a bar and a nightclub up in Conroe for a while, and she used Silver Eagle.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, they're good at what they do. So that's cool.
I've known those people for a long time. If you're going to go to Vegas, it could be a lot worse than going with an alcohol sponsor. That's a pretty good deal.
I mean, I got to see George Strait live, the king.
Oh, okay.
I got to see Nelly.
Hey!
Got a pic with Carmen Electra.
How's she doing?
Did you? I need to see the pic.
Yeah, I should text it to you.
Indeed you should.
He showed me, and I just wanted him to give his... How's she looking?
She's looking pretty good.
No, she's not.
She's looking pretty good.
Carmen Electra, J-Lo, or Shakira?
Shakira, no doubt.
I would still say J-Lo for me.
Me too.
I was a little conflicted when I was tweeting about it.
Even though she's 50?
Who cares?
She's still
got
it
for
50. Well,
you don't, obviously, because you're 50.
Okay, see?
I'm just saying. I don't know. Yeah.
At least I've gone down in your mind. I was 65, I think, 2 weeks
ago.
That's
right. The Carmen Electra picture was a little saddening.
Now, did you hear this?
It's like I saw a picture of Pamela Anderson because she's in the news.
Yeah. She was married for 12 days.
Not only has she lost her fastball, she's Rick Ankiel. She can't even find the catcher's glove. Like, she has just lost it.
She had a boob reduction, too.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well,
she had the implants taken out for medical stuff.
She's looking... Man.
She was married for 12 days.
Well, she was... Believe me, people were happy to see her at Dre's because she made an appearance at Dre's. Nelly performed, and everybody was happy to see her.
What is Dre's?
Dre's a very popular nightclub in Vegas.
Okay. Is it owned by Dr. Dre?
It is not. Okay. D-R-A apostrophe S.
I saw you push your way to the front.
D-R-A-I, excuse me.
Why is the floor shaking so much?
Because they're resurfacing the parking lot, so you're going to feel some vibrations throughout the show.
Okay. I didn't know if there were certain people that work here that were running the hall or
no, it's outside. It's nobody.
I didn't name a name, Joel.
Didn't say anything.
Okay, is that what it is? That concerned me a little bit, so okay.
Yeah, because it happened during Charlie Palillo's show.
So you pushed your way to the front for Nelly.
I did. I did. I'm going to go ahead and blame that on Robin from Silver Eagle, because she's the one who... I mean, you can't really stop a girl from going to the front of the stage, right? Like, it's just kind of...
So you just tag along?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was right there.
She blocked and you ran the football.
I was the fullback, I guess. Okay. I was... Dude, I could not have been more stoked. Like, I didn't expect to be that close to Nelly, and he's obviously from my era, at least. So he got to play some of the classic songs that we all knew.
Air Force Ones on?
He might have.
I bet you did. So we're happy to have you back.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And we love Trey, but we're happy to have you back.
Yep, no, Trey was fun. Trey was fun.
It went exactly as we thought.
Yeah.
Some technical errors and issues, but some oddly funny things were said. It's exactly what you expect to get from Trey.
And you mentioned the Carmen Electra thing. I don't know if you guys heard this or not. Have you seen the previews for this 10-part series on the Bulls that they're going to do? Like an extended 30 for 30? Like, they've been running previews for it, and people are stoked. It's like, finally, the true stories and behind the scenes of the Bulls' 6 championships and Jordan and Rodman and all this stuff. They said that of all of that, which should be enticing enough for people to get excited, the fact that Carmen Electra is one of the people that they show quickly as being interviewed, like, stop traffic. Like, people saw her and were like, whoa, I can't wait to watch this. It's like, really? Wait a minute, wasn't just the substance that could be there with the Bulls enough for you? But evidently, she looked that good, and I'll have to see the picture, Nick, but evidently she looked that good just from the previews that people were even more fired up for that coming, but I can't wait for that. That's going to be 10 hours.
Wow. I don't know about that.
I know you won't watch it. I will watch it the first run.
Yeah. I might catch it later. I won't.
Okay.
But I'm trying to pretend like I will. Hey, real quick, I want to mention 115. We have Bob Perez joining us on The Usual Suspects. Excited about this. Crew Bob, Derek Lewis's trainer, obviously big UFC card coming up in Houston this Saturday, UFC 247. Mm-hmm. We are efforting more fighters from the card, but I do know Bob, so I was able to reach out, and as you do a lot of times with basketball guys, I can just shoot him a text and be like, speaking of, yeah, he'll join us next segment. So Crew Bob will be in the house. He's Derek Lewis's trainer. He's trained a lot of UFC guys. The other day we were talking about Daniel Pineda kind of leading the charge of UFC fighters, because I don't really count Mike Swick because he left. Like, he made it and then he left and he sold the city out. But Pineda and Derek Lewis and all these other guys stayed in Houston. So he's kind of the guy that puts – he's the trainer that puts guys in the UFC.
I'm just going to say this. Crew Bob is kind of a big deal. We don't know each other personally, but I'm just going to let you know that I know he's kind of a big deal because Lance Zierlein came out of his cave – completely to walk him in and escort him personally into the production room. That doesn't happen for anyone.
Lance doesn't leave, especially it's draft season for Lance Zierlein. Leading up to the draft, he doesn't even let us go in his room. He doesn't leave. He's just in there. He sleeps in there. He stinks. It's awful.
We talk about Shakira and the halftime show and her hips don't lie. Lance is worried about if Tua's hips don't lie.
True.
He's just sitting there like watching Tua's hips in slow motion to make sure he's going to be okay for a first-round pick at number 5.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Crew Bob about this fight with Latifi coming up and what his thoughts are on that and, you know, the rest of the card, and we'll talk everything. I mean,
was Latifi's mom Queen Latifi? I just had to ask. I
don't know. Please not in front of the company.
You know who I am. I mean, and how I am.
Bob's going to roast you if you do that.
I deserve it.
Trust me, Bob is the meanest, nicest guy you'll ever meet.
As you know, I admittedly am not an expert in MMA.
No, you're
but
not.
That's a fan.
Why I encourage you to ask, because there's a lot of people that listen that aren't experts, so ask questions of an expert that you would want to know about. Like, and it's okay. No one's going to make fun of you if you ask a question that, you know, like the rest of us would know just because we've been around it longer. Trust me, there are plenty of people that don't know what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is or don't know the difference between Muay Thai, striking, and boxing and these things. So it's a great opportunity to ask.
I know Derek Lewis has been on the show, and we've had some great conversations, mm-hmm. and I know that he's an wasn't a cuss word aficionado.
He cursed a lot on there.
And he, I promise speaking you, of lawn Bob talk, won't do he's that. A phenomenal do-it-yourself lawn guy.
Yes,
he that's talked true. About mowing his own lawn. That so there's lots of things I already know.
So we'll have Bob Perez on at 1:15. That'll be fun. And then, like I said, Derek doesn't like to do a lot of media. I found out, so we probably won't have him on this week. But we're efforting some other folks from the UFC 247 card.
And look, having been there at Toyota Center when a major event is there, and Charles Barkley is one of the biggest UFC fans on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And so he is, I've been his guest a couple times where we've sat right next to the cage, and fun. It's awesome. It's amazing. Is.
Nothing like this. There's two sports you have to see live, MMA and hockey. You just have to go live and watch it. It's like it doesn't. The TV doesn't do either of those sports justice.
It's a great call. And like on, from a hockey front, I mean, I tell everybody. And playoff hockey is just on another level. Mm-hmm. But if you've never seen hockey in person, don't knock it because the intensity and trying to the speed of the puck.
Oh, it's so fun.
And the abilities that they have. So definitely. And so that's going
to
be fun.
Two things they have in common. You get to watch live fighting.
No doubt. And encourage it.
A lot of fun.
A lot of people love that.
Before we get out of here real quick, thoughts? I mean, the breaking news, obviously, in this city now that Super Bowl is over with, is Astros went out and hired James Click from the Tampa Bay Rays to be their GM. You go with this?
It's a big deal. I mean, look, that's a name that wasn't on the radar in terms of candidates that we had heard that they'd be talking to. And now, I don't know if you saw this, but Yahoo Sports comes out, and the first thing that they say is, okay, it's one thing that the Astros are paying the price and having to do things because they cheated, but why should they be killing the Rays in the process? Because the Rays, now their general manager came out, and he's upset because this close to the start of the season to take a key guy like that from his stable of guys is really ticking him off. So evidently the Astros might have gotten, we talked about it. We knew Dusty Baker wasn't an analytics guy, and he only signed a one-year deal. If you sign this guy to a five-year deal and you realize he comes from the team that started the openers sensation, they like analytics. He's going to be their guy long-term. Look, seems like they got the guy they want.
I don't want to say I told you so.
Oh, please.
But I'm going to say I told you so. I told you Dusty Baker was a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. But the GM move, keep an eye on it, because who they get is going to tell you what this was. And so they get the GM knowing Dusty's here for a year, two at max. But long term now, you've got a GM that can hire his guy to manage this team. That's not happening long term. So this is exactly how I thought it would play out after they hired Dusty Baker to be the manager is they went out and got a guy that they expect to be here long term. Have we seen what the deal was that he signed? How many years? Five-year deal? Yeah. So there you go.
I saw the report. It's going to
so
be 5 years.
Dusty's 1 year. Dusty gets you through all the media questions on the road about why the Astros cheated. And then once this year is up, Click's going to spend the year evaluating who he wants. He's going to make that decision. And then that will be the new A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow 2.0 going forward. And Wessling said it best. He thinks John Wessling, friend of the show, said we were talking last night at Andy Huggins' show. Happy birthday, Andy Huggins. But we were talking, and he said he thinks that Click might be Jeff Luhnow 2.0, like an upgrade to a Jeff Luhnow. And I tend to agree, too. Name a team outside of the Oakland Athletics that has done more with less than the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's what I'm saying, because every year you're strapped in the worst ballpark in baseball with a low budget, and yet what's the one consistent thing? They're always in the mix. They're always either winning or close to winning, and they're developing young talent. And like you said, from an analytics perspective, and I'm not kidding when I say this, you know, they created that whole opener, and they used their bullpen creatively when they didn't have the money to go out and get starting pitching. So he fits with what they do. He may be, hopefully, a little bit more polished around the edges, not as much because there was the knock on Luhnow was he was kind of a little bit brash and arrogant.
Sure.
So if you got a guy that's 42 years old, a little younger, maybe a little bit more subtle with the media and with people internally, it seems like the Astros got their kind of guy.
I mean, you look what the Rays did the last 2 years. They won 90 games in 2018. Didn't make the playoffs, but they certainly would have been a playoff team in the National League. But they were in that such a competitive NL East. That second place in that division, 96 wins last year.
Big.
Knocked the Red Sox out of the playoffs.
The Astros know it from a playoff perspective. Yeah. They saw it firsthand. And to go to five games with the Astros, it's impressive.
This is a really good get for the Astros. The Rays had like the fourth or fifth highest win total in the AL last year.
Yeah.
Considering what they have to work with, this is a really good get. Be excited, Astros fans.
We'll circle back on that, as well as the fact that rumors are swirling. There's a three-way that's getting a lot of traction.
I'm in.
Between the Rockets, the Timberwolves, and the Atlanta Hawks. We're trying to throw Barry in as a late addition to the trade, but right now they're rejecting it.
Well, that's not the three-way I thought you were talking about. Never mind.
Oh, Carmen Electra, Shakira, and you?
Oh, boy.
Well, hello.
I would.
All right, Usual Suspects, just getting started. You want to join the show, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number, always hit us on Twitter, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry Is Funny. We are the Usual Suspects, just getting started, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
And with that, we're back. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. Without further ado, we said we're going to mention that we had a special guest in the studio. Crew Bob Perez is joining us right now. Big fights at Toyota Center this weekend coming up. Thanks for joining us. You know this guy pretty darn well, to my right.
First of all, thank you for having me. And we actually went to high school
together.
That's what
he said.
Yeah. And then, you know, life happens and we kind of accidentally ran into each other at a... It was Lone Star Beatdown, actually.
It was at the House of Blues.
I actually was like, who's that guy? I'm going to give him a beating. Because he like...
I got in his way.
Now you know how I feel every day.
Exactly.
I got in his way. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about the story. Yeah. Please tell it. It's hilarious.
I don't remember exactly how it happened, but he kind of bumped into me or like asked me why I was there. I'm like, who's this guy? I'm going to freaking knock his head
ass
off.
Him a beat his ass.
And then turned out it's old Barry.
Yeah.
And,
wow.
And we're just, you know, we've always been good friends.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, that's true. You both want to fight me.
Right? We go way back, man. That's awesome. And I'm really happy for your success, man.
Likewise. Yeah. I mean, Bob, I remember training with you over at 4 Ounce. Yes. Once when the cage door started, I was trying to learn more about the sport. So not just by reading books and watching, but I wanted to get involved. And so I fell in love with Muay Thai by watching it and came out and trained with you. And yeah. It was just, I remember you. I mean, you talk about humble beginnings. Mm-hmm. I remember you being in 4 Ounce and mm-hmm. before Daniel Pineda made it to the UFC.
It was Silverback before that.
Yeah. And watching you grind. And man, it's just, I texted you not too long ago and said, I am so happy for your success because I know, and a lot of people won't know,
yeah.
but I know how hard you worked at this and I know how much you put into it. And I know what a thankless job being a trainer can be.
Man, that means the world to me, Barry. Thank you. And that's the thing. I've been coaching professionally for 15 years.
Yeah.
And put a lot of people, you know, we did it together. It wasn't just me, you know, we did it together in the UFC. Pitt was my first back in 2012. And, you know, we've just got a lot of have three on this card on 247 that we're working with. But, man, it's I've paid my dues. I've made a lot of mistakes, trial and error. And, you know, people are like, coach, you're so lucky. No, man, I just made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, worked my butt off. And, you know, the thing is, we get to this level, man, there's no guarantees, you know. You lose one, you're gone. You lose two, you're gone. They don't like how you fight, you're gone. It's very stressful, but it's amazing.
I remember you comparing yourself to me, and I'm probably speaking out of turn here, but I remember you and I, because we used to sit and just have conversations sure. about the sport and about making it in the sport, and I remember how much you looked up to in New Mexico.
Coach Jackson.
Yeah. And I remember you getting to pick his brain and talk to him, and now – y'all are equals, bro. Well, man, y'all are at the same level. You guys,
it's so insane. I've cornered with him. Yeah. I've cornered with Coach Wink. They're yeah. amazing people. In fact, I'll see him today. Well, they probably won't come until later in the week. But I learned so much from them.
Greg Jackson, and, by the way, is
who, yeah. He's I think the best MMA coach in the business. And you know, working with him and then you know picking his brain was just amazing. And to this day, I still use techniques in the corner that I learned from working with him. But I remember him also telling me, I've cornered against him as well. He's like,
oh, yeah.
He's like, don't forget you belong here too. Because the first time I cornered against him, it was Pineda.
Yeah.
Against Gomez, I believe was the guy's name, the kid's name. And coach is like, you deserve to be here.
That's
so
dope, man. That's got to feel good, right?
It was amazing.
Because like, I know, like, for me, at least in comedy, you see guys coming up that you're like, man. And then you get to work with them. And you're
so
like,
cool.
Oh, my God. And you get to pick their brain about it.
100%.
And same thing in radio. I mean, I work with Lance Zierlein and Charlie Polillo and Joel Blank and these guys. And I see, you know, coming up, I would listen to them. And you get to be there. It's a really cool feeling to feel like,
absolutely.
You know, these are peers now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, it's an amazing, like, journey that I've had. And hopefully it's going to continue.
Talk about the fact that for people that know what training used to be, it was all about the strength and the endurance and building up all of that. Now recovery is just as important. Mm-hmm. And you've got a lot of things going both with the people that you're training and also on the side that kind of deal with recovery and how important that can be in terms of getting your body ready for the next day and the next day and coming back after you've done some vigorous things.
No, absolutely. You know, we continuously learn, you know, as we're going, sure. Everybody's getting bigger, you know, stronger, faster, technically better. And recovery is a huge part of it. Nutrition, obviously, you know, rest. Like you said, I have my own CBD line that, yep. that definitely helps out. I'm a big believer in kind of like natural holistic, mm-hmm. Not necessarily remedies, but aids, you know, to help them in their recovery. It's massive, man. It's so important that fighters know when to rest their bodies because some of them, they don't know when to stop. You know, they will just train and train and train. So that rest and recovery and the things that we can, you know, put into that are huge.
Where are you on Cairo?
Cryo.
When I was with the Rockets, I was their guinea pig when they first brought in the first tank. And they were like, hey, make sure there's no sweat on the grapes and get in there
exactly,
for
no.
You know, 90 seconds. I was like, oh, my goodness.
It's funny. Derek and I were just talking about this yesterday with his strength and conditioning coach. And I think I constantly evolve with the game. You have to or you become extinct. But I like the old school ice baths.
I'm kind of with you. Yeah. Based on what my heart felt like when it was frozen, yeah. I was like, I'm with you. I could just do the ice bath.
No, absolutely. They disagreed. They liked the cryo.
Really?
But, man, I used to do ice baths. And I remember we were at Randy Couture's gym. This was several years ago. UFC Las Vegas with Derek, and that was his first ice bath. Dude, he was gray. He was gray when he got out of there. But it's amazing what it does for the body, man. It really is.
It really does. Now, talk a little bit about this fight. UFC 247, Toyota Center this Saturday. Ilir Latifi, coming up to heavyweight. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Are you and Derek just licking your chops at a 205er trying to bang with the big boys?
Man, I tell you what, Barry, and a lot of people have asked me that. Everyone, and you know this, everyone in the UFC can fight. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're all just incredible from the lowest to the highest level in the rankings. He pretty much called out Derek. He asked for this fight.
Yeah.
And that is a dangerous thing to do. You know, Derek, we just checked him into the hotel. He got on the scale at 69, so he'll, you know, go to the bathroom and he'll be on weight. Normally, he's like in the low 80s at this point. Latifi, I'm thinking he's coming in at maybe 240. And realistically, man, I think he's a 185er.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's a light heavy.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to come up and be either really big, like bulky and slow. Or he's going to be super explosive. The kid can wrestle. The kid hits hard. But Derek's going to touch that chin.
Yeah. My thought process is, I mean, think about this. If you think about fighting anybody that weighs 60 pounds more than you do.
Sure.
That, I mean, just no matter how good of shape you're in versus they're in, that's a big difference. And I realized, you know, at 205, he, like you said, he's going to come in at 240, but I don't even know that he hangs at 240. He might go down. He might have to bulk up for this.
I agree 100%. But, you know, Derek is just, you know, people ask me all the time, and he's a freak, man. And you know, you've known Derek since the infancy of his career.
Coach Tony.
I've never, ever, ever seen anybody hit, move, you know, whatever, the way Derek does.
I saw a video where you talked about the fact that if you tried to make Derek Lewis a technical fighter, which he's not, mm-hmm. and you've said so mm-hmm. publicly, mm-hmm. and you can watch Derek mm-hmm. and realize that what he does sometimes is unorthodox.
Sure.
It's not technical, but it's effective.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned the fact that if you tried to make Derek a technical fighter, it would have ruined him. I found that to be very interesting that you, because a lot of coaches are going to either come out and be like, oh, no, he's technical, you just, and try to. But you guys have just owned it, and that's what I love about Derek and you.
I think Derek, and I mean this, has like the highest fight IQ that I've ever seen. The man can just fight. He just knows the way he feels weight transfer, the way he sees openings. It's otherworldly. It really is. That being said, I remember, you know, first we've been together almost 7 years.
That's crazy.
I got with Coach Jackson because I wanted to send him to coaches. I tried to get him to top team, and Derek wasn't having it. Derek loves Houston. He's very loyal. He's comfortable at home. And I remember asking Coach Jackson, I'm like, man, you know, I really want him to get out there, you know, and this was after he had already been winning and winning and winning. I'm like, what should I do? He's like, don't change a thing. And and I didn't change a thing, man. You know, I just let Derek do his thing. I have gotten to the point where I don't give him options really anymore. I'm like, nice. Hey, I need you to do this today. And Derek is, he'll work with me, man. And I think we have a great relationship, but he's not a technical guy. He is getting technically better all the time. Derek, he's self-admittingly a brawler. And we all know this.
Let's table that. If you can stay for one more segment, we'll roll it back over.
Sure,
and we'll roll it over to another segment, because obviously there's a lot of things that people want to get into with Derek Lewis and the whole fight card for Houston coming up this weekend. So Crew Bob's going to stick with us for one more segment. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with the second half hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. Well,
my name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just starting the second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we mentioned, second segment with our special guest, Crew Bob Perez. Big fights coming up at Toyota Center this weekend. We were talking about Derek Lewis, because then we're going to roll into the fact that Derek is not your only fighter this weekend, so we're going to get into some of that as well. But we were talking during the break. The one thing that I noticed is you say he's not technical, and thanks to Nick and Barry and me getting more familiar with the sport, the one thing I realize is that you can't let your guard down, and at any time he's capable of exploding, and when he explodes, I mean, you're done. Lights out. That's it.
100%. You know, and if you look at his progression, like the combos are, I mean, when I say he's not technical, he just likes to sling, you know, but he's really understanding things, you know, as he grows. Look at the fluidity of his combos. Look at the way, you know, he's feinting and putting things together. He's definitely getting a lot more technical, but like, it's just Derek, man. Yeah. He's just a straight savage.
If you could get him to focus on one thing, and it doesn't have to be anything in regards to striking or ground game or anything, but if you could just, it could be outside of the ring in preparation. If you could get him just to focus on one thing specifically that you feel like he could improve, what would that be?
Man, to me, his counter wrestling, you know, as far as, you know, the fighting goes.
Yeah.
I would say before that, drink more water. But he's been drinking a lot of water. He looks amazing right now.
Nice.
He's carrying his water around like a fighter now.
Wow.
I'm like, heck yeah, Derek. Yeah, I'm proud of him.
That's great, man.
But yeah, his anti-wrestling or counter-wrestling.
So you hipped us to something that I wasn't aware of. I mean, I knew he had a lot of knockouts in the UFC. But one more, and he becomes the knockout king, basically.
He's officially the knockout king of the heavyweight division. He'll have the record. And with the heavyweights, I mean, he'll be one ahead. And, you know, they're always going to be jockeying for position. But, you know, I'm just so proud of him. And, you know, I won't talk a lot about his past, but, you know, he's got a tattoo on his chest that says knockout king.
Yeah.
And that was a part of his life that he's like, you know, would like to forget about.
Sure.
And now I think is just, like, beautiful, man, to be able to be the knockout, the official knockout king of the biggest, you know, fighting promotion on earth. And just, it's a testament to how he's changed his life.
It's ironic because, exactly. Right? Like, it's almost like getting the tattoo, put it out to the universe.
Exactly. And I'm so proud of the guy.
Yeah. Man. Me too, man. Because, you know, it's funny. And I'm glad you stayed, because I did want to talk about this a little bit. But, you know, when I started the Cage Door and then AJ joined later, I started with Richard Burmaster. Mm-hmm. AJ joined later and helped me run it. I wasn't aware of the MMA community here in Houston. And then the Cage Door started about the same time Legacy Fight Promotions, the pro cards for Legacy started, not Lone Star Beatdown, which was amateur. And the Cage Door and Legacy kind of grew together. But I felt like so did the scene. 4 Ounce and Silverback and all these gyms started really growing together as the scene grew. Then Pineda kind of broke and Andrew Craig and other guys started making it to the UFC. Man, there's a big Houston connection in the UFC now, with Mick Maynard being a matchmaker. You and Derek, when you look at, you said you had two other fighters on the card. You got Lauren Murphy and Domingo Pilarte.
And I've been working with Domingo as well.
And Lauren was a fight. She beat Jennifer Scott on a Legacy card.
She
so
sure did.
Domingo fought for Legacy. I mean, there's a lot of fighters that you look at in the UFC that have Houston connections. What does that mean to you? Because, you know, and I know, coming up in this, Houston never got any recognition.
Man, you know, I think Raheel and I were talking about it. I'd say 2008 to maybe 2012, 2013, the MMA scene in Houston was just amazing.
Yeah.
Multiple promotions, But then the Legacy was the one at the time. I don't know if it'll ever go back, you know, to what it was. And I think we had guys that were definitely ready for the UFC at that time, but we didn't have a voice. I couldn't call Dana White or Sean Shelby or Joe Silva and be like, hey, dude, I've got somebody for you. And now we've got a voice. And I still train Mick. He's still a great friend of mine. But we absolutely separate our, you know, business from our friendship. So I'm like, hey, I got somebody. No. Got somebody, maybe, you know, or yes. But, man, I think it's huge. And I think Mick is a huge part of why we have that Houston growth or presence in the UFC.
Yeah. How do you gauge longevity in the sport? Because, you know, obviously it was a huge issue for a long time with boxing, too, like guys staying in it too long. Mm-hmm. But how do you draw that fine line and understand, especially as a trainer, hey, you've lost your fastball a little bit or something like that. And how do you determine that?
Man, you know, it's kind of just like what you said, man. You know, how are they performing? How are they recovering? How are the weight cuts going? Are they winning? Are they losing? You know, I've had to have that talk with some fighters. And that's a tough one.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Somebody like D, somebody like Derek, you know, he'll tell me when he's ready. You know, when he's done, he's done. And I support it, you know, 100%. If he wants to fight another 5 years, I'm good with that. If he wants to quit tomorrow, I'm okay with that too. But, man, it's just one of those things. It's all relative and different with everybody. Sure. But the signs are all the same, man. They're all the same for everyone.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Lauren Murphy. You mentioned one of your another fighter that you have on the card. Mm-hmm. I was stunned. AJ came in at the break to talk to us, and she's the underdog in this fight, which baffles me. One, I don't really – Andrea Lee doesn't scare me as a fighter. I mean, watching her fight, nothing has impressed me. Mm-hmm. Lauren, very impressive. Also, Lauren's ranked higher than her in the UFC. Lauren's ranked seventh.
Yeah.
And she was six.
She was six like a week ago. Yeah. So, bro, the rankings, you know, honestly, they're done by media, you know.
And yeah.
You know, some are correct, some are not. But, you know, to be an underdog – I don't know, man. You know, Vegas odds. Maybe they like blonde hair. You know, I don't know. But if Lauren finishes Andrea, that's her ninth finish.
Right.
You know, and look who she's fought. She fought Carmouche, and you can argue she won that. McMahon, you can argue she won that. You know, after that fight, was it McMahon? I think so. But, you know, after that fight, you know, winner would have fought Ronda Rousey. This is bantamweight.
Yeah.
You know, and Lauren, she's honestly one of the sweetest human beings you'll ever meet. Is just a workhorse, and she looks amazing. I can't guarantee a win. I never do for anybody, but man, she's gonna fight. She's gonna fight hard.
And she's on the prelim cards. It'll be on ESPN.
She's the one right before Derek.
Yep. And then you also have Domingo Pilarte, who we talked about the history of Houston MMA. I mean, he goes way back.
Dude, he's
amazing jiu-jitsu guy.
Yes, dude, he's
30. Striking is good too. Yeah.
He's 30. I met him when he was 15 years old.
That makes me feel so old.
So yeah, he reached out to me a couple of months ago, or maybe a month and a half, and we really reconnected, and it's been amazing. But he, you know, to see him in the UFC now, just remembering this 15-year-old kid, it's just incredible. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, it's great. And there's a lot of Houston connections on this card, obviously, because they tend to do that. But these are guys that fight all over the country.
Absolutely.
Representing Houston. I'm curious, going back to Derek real quick for this fight, because I wanted to ask earlier, is this, to me, and I realize you can't call out Derek Lewis and expect him not to fight you, because I know Derek. And I've, like you said, I saw Derek in his first fight. I've known him, watching him come up. It's a scary proposition, though, because if something does happen, like you said, it's fighting. Mm-hmm. And if something happens, was that a thought in taking the fight? Like, what's the reward here versus what's the risk?
Yeah, we you know, absolutely. And we collectively make our decision between myself, Derek, and his management team, or his manager, Lou DeBono, with First Round. Mm-hmm. And I think the reward, you know, definitely outweighs the risk at this point. It doesn't matter who Derek fights. I mean, he knocks somebody out right now. You know, he's going to, you know, move up in the rankings, whatever. I think he's maybe after this a win away from contention again. You know, and people can argue that, but it's just how it works, man. You know, he wins this, you know, and I'm not just hoping, you know, he wins this. It might be Jardino. It could be Francis. You know, could be Curtis. You never know. He wins that one, then he's in the mix for the belt.
Yeah. So. This is exciting. You know, I remember when the UFC came to Houston, the first time the cage door was around, and it was such a big deal for us because it just didn't happen. And now, I think this is the third one since 2010 or something like that.
It's crazy, man, and I love it. I wish they came more. This is Texas.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's amazing for me. You know me, dude. I log every fight I've ever cornered, and it's been over 1,000. over 1,000 fights. 01 was the first corner. Before I was a professional coach, I was my first corner in 01. This will be my 49th and 50th UFC to corner, and I get to like do my 50th here at home, and it being
that's
Garrett,
pretty awesome.
It's
awesome.
It's really cool, man. In front of our family and friends and our teams, it's going to be amazing.
How many people have hit you up for tickets,
dude?
That's the worst part about playing at home, right?
I actually had to put it like on my Instagram story. I'm like, do not DM me unless it's about private training, my gym, or possibly a picture of, you know, I don't know if I can say, like, breasts. Yeah.
Send me boob shots.
Yeah, send me some boobs. Yeah, but I don't, you know.
Now, you mentioned that. Tell people where you train because you do privates. Like, if Joel wanted to learn Muay Thai, he could come train with you, take privates. How do they do that?
Main Street Boxing and Muay Thai. We're on Instagram. I can Google us. We're a few blocks from Toyota Center. I'm partners with Lou Savarese and Bobby.
I know exactly where it is.
And Bobby Benton, the gym, man. I became a partner about 5 years ago. Gym's been around since 85.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, hundreds of world champions. Every boxer you can think of from the 80s and early 90s have done their camps there. They still come from all over the world. And now, man, I've got 61 MMA and Muay Thai fighters. So people are just, you know, we'll build them from scratch. That takes a long time.
Well, it's always
awesome to,
to
get
you
new people
from scratch.
And your social media accounts?
I have a Facebook that I do not look at.
Right.
But my Instagram, it's at KrubobPerez, Perez, KrubobPerez.
There you go.
Speaking of your Instagram, I noticed that you're a UH alum.
Yeah, yeah, biochemistry.
Oh, yeah. So anytime Barry trashes the University of Houston, could or Derek Lewis...
I will punch him in the face.
He does
before,
it all the time. I just want you to know that.
Barry Laminate. Seriously, dude.
On the air.
Bob, before you leave, I need your cell.
You got it.
if that's the standing offer, I need your cell.
Right.
Why?
Oh, before
By
I
the
forget.
Way, Bob has hit me. Let me tell you a story about when I said the meanest, nice guy you've ever met. Like I said, I used to train it. I realized we got to get to this. But I wanted to train Muay Thai. And I started, how long did we train? Years.
Yeah,
together, right?
It was a while, man.
Bob had what I called the fire stick.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware of the fire stick, right? One day we're doing bag work. I don't know what the fire stick is or why it exists. I don't even know that this thing is there. And I'm hitting the bags and I'm doing my work. And he comes up from behind with a stick and hits me in the shin.
Yes.
Just to toughen up my shin. And I didn't see it coming. I didn't know it was going to happen.
Love it.
I cried like a girl.
Yeah, he
fantastic.
Did.
And I was like, what was that? He goes, be ready. I was like, what is this, dodgeball now? If you can kick a stick, you can kick a human.
That's right, man.
Do you still have the fire stick?
I don't really use it that much
thank
anymore.
God. This
but I might bring it back. And if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a punch. So next time we train, I might just light you up with a wrench.
My ass. But, you are not throwing wrenches at me.
Before I forget, the Queen Latifah thing was great. But I have to shout out my boy Isaac or Ike Rodriguez, local artist here. Now, don't say what it is, but this is going to be Derek's birthday present. I think that's pretty amazing.
That's so dope.
So you guys look up Ike Rodriguez. I think it's Isaac 1976 on Instagram.
It's so amazing.
I think Derek will love it.
We need your cell phone and a fire stick for Nick and I.
100%,
we're all
man.
Set up.
Hey, but real quick.
Thank you for popping by.
But real quick, the CBD company that you didn't give out the name.
Oh, it's on Instagram. It's Bob's_stash. Check it out. Amazing products, man. Really amazing.
Yeah. There you go. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank
Good luck
you
this
so
weekend.
Much. Thank you very much, guys.
Really appreciate you being here. All right, awesome. We're going to continue to roll on. Hour number one, 3 hour show. Much more coming up. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, already in a giving mood as we have brought you the best of what's coming up UFC this weekend at Toyota Center. KrubobPerez's a great dude. First time meeting him in person. Just a genuine guy. How do you not root for him and Derek and everybody that he works with? Because he's just a genuinely good guy.
He really is.
I don't know where you went wrong, but he was raised right. And he's a good dude.
Let me tell you what. It's so cool to see the evolution of the sport in this city. And to know that when the cage door started, for example, and our whole goal was just to cover the sport in the city, this Houston MMA, nobody was well known from this city. And now, I mean, I'm not going to say MMA is a mecca or a hotbed, But you can look at any given card, and I can be like, fought in Legacy, fought for this. I mean, there's so many Houston ties on just about every UFC card. It's amazing. I mean, the matchmaker is you know, Mick Maynard from Houston. And you got guys like Crew Bob in there. It's just, it's so cool to see how Crew Bob grew in the sport, how Derek Lewis grew in the sport. And yeah, I'm very proud to have been associated with that era of MMA in the
city. He's now a friend of the show, Derek Lewis. We also have Juan Adams, who's fighting on that card as well, right?
Yep, Juan Adams is a,
so he's a friend of the
friend
show.
Of the show. He's going to be doing the Blitz later this week.
Fantastic.
Shevchenko, who is also on the card. I remember a buddy of mine named Roger. This was right after I had shut down the cage door, or AJ and I shut down the cage door. But this guy named Roger kept messaging me about this Shevchenko chick. And I was like, who is this? He's like, bro, I'm telling you, her nickname's The Bullet, and she's a badass. I was like, man, I just don't care anymore. But he was like, Barry, but I'm just saying, keep an eye on her. She's going to be it one day. I'm like, yeah, Roger, a lot of people tell me that. And what do you know? Champ in the weight division, main card of the – I mean, it's amazing. And she came up through Houston as well. So it's so cool, man.
Yeah,
so
I love all the Houston ties. Yeah. Always.
Very proud of this city and MMA, and myself and AJ and Richard Burmaster. It was for us to do what we did. We felt like we had a small part in it, because before it existed and before Legacy, there really wasn't anything. Mike Swick was it.
Yep.
The one guy from Houston that was in the UFC.
And so. He kind of made a name for himself. So.
Yeah, but like I said, he didn't do it in Houston, so I don't count that.
Well, cool. But you mentioned the biggest thing in all of this is the fact that when you look at things that you – people in Houston can hitch their wagon to mm-hmm. and feel really good about. How can you not, when that's such a grassroots effort, starting from scratch, like you said, building your way up, not only just you as a coach or a fighter, but the fact that the entire sport, you grew with it. You had a big part in a lot of what was going on locally, but now you look at it and you go, God, this sport is as big as boxing in a lot of people's minds and or bigger and more exciting. People are dialed into it. They're getting the big deals with ESPN. It's a big deal.
It really is. And I was telling Bob, I was like, bro, you need to get like a show. Like you and Trey, who we have come in and break down boxing. I was like, you two are so good at this, at the X's and O's, so to speak, and the fight game in general. And
you were saying Bob's background is boxing too, right?
Yeah, he's a boxer. Yeah. Like he was a boxer, really good at baseball, but he was a phenomenal athlete. And I remember he probably would kill me for telling this story. Well, he maybe not. Bob,
he's still here, Nick. Get him back.
As long as he don't bring the fire stick. But I remember like we used to, like I said, we went to high school together, and I watched this dude fight a guy twice his size in height and weight at the basketball court, just because he was like, he thought he could pick on Bob, and no one knew Bob was a boxer. And when I say it was one of the worst ass whoopings I ever saw, it was just, I mean, that dude is mean. He is mean.
Doesn't seem that way.
And it was like I said, dude. He's the meanest, nice guy you'll ever meet. But yeah, he's been fighting for a really long time. Put it that way. So happy for him and all of his success. And I'm excited about this weekend. Are you? I got my press credentials.
I don't know if I'm going to go as media.
What?
Yeah, so I might just watch it from home, but I don't know yet.
I thought you were going to go. We were going to hang out.
No, there was supposed to be tickets. I was supposed to go as a fan, and that just fell through. So, yeah. But it doesn't matter. I'm excited to see that card regardless.
Yeah, so. Me too. It's going
to
be fun.
Everybody needs to check it out. So if for no other reason, you've got local people involved that are a big deal, and you need to be
Alex Morano, by the way. We didn't even mention Alex Morano.
Nope.
Again, another guy I watched come up. And yeah, so tons of Houston ties. Houston, I implore you, even if you're just a fringe combat sports fan, get tickets and go to this. Your city is well represented, and you're going to be very proud of who is on this card and how they fight. I promise you that.
Absolutely. So there you have that in a nutshell. We've got a lot more to get to. We touched the surface of the Astros' new general manager. So we're going to get into that a little bit more and talk about the ramifications both from the Astros' perspective and from a Tampa Bay Rays perspective, because they're a little bitter today, and they are not real happy with all the ways that it went down and what the Astros just did. So we'll get to that. And also the rumor that keeps getting hotter in terms of the Rockets. Yeah, you've heard Clint Capella's name as part of a deal that could be had with either the Hawks, the Celtics, the Nets, or other teams. But now the man, the myth, the legend, Woj, is out there saying what the deal could involve and who the deal could involve.
I don't know this. I'm interested,
too. We will open up hour number two with that information and a whole lot more. You've got it where it needs to be. You're tuned into The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.